This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Nigeria say an armed gang has abducted students from an Islamic school in the north-central part of the country. A spokesman for Niger State Police said in a statement that gunmen on motorcycles attacked the town of Tagina in the Rafi local government area of the state mid-afternoon on Sunday. The school's owner told Reuters in a phone interview that he witnessed the attack and saw at least 150 students taken from the school by heavily armed people on motorcycles. One person was shot dead during the attack, and a second person was seriously injured, according to the state governor's spokeswoman. She said 11 of the children taken were released by the gunmen because they were too small and couldn't walk. Armed groups are believed to have kidnapped more than 700 students for ransom in Nigeria since December. Georgia's main opposition party on Sunday announced the end of a months-long parliamentary boycott that has plunged the Caucasus nation into a spiraling political crisis following disputed elections last year. Georgia's opposition parties say there was a massive fraud in the October 31st parliamentary election, which was won narrowly by the ruling Georgian Dream Party. In the months since that election, they have staged numerous mass protests demanding snap polls and refusing to assume their seats in the newly elected parliament. The boycott that has left around 40 seats vacant in the 150-seat legislature has damaged the political credibility of the Georgian Dream Party. The government of the Central African Republic said Sunday that five people died when a military convoy struck a roadside bomb on Thursday. The government said the explosion killed two CAR police officers and three Russian paramilitaries. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court's prosecutor has urged Sudan's transitional government to hand over suspects wanted for war crimes and genocide in the Darfur conflict. ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda arrived in Sudan's western Darfur region on Saturday to meet with authorities and affected communities in the region. Among those he wanted by the international court is former Sudanese president Omar al-Bashir, who has been in jail in Khartoum since his ouster in April 2019. Sudan's transitional government has previously said that war crime suspects, including al-Bashir, would be tried before the ICC, but the trial venue is a matter for negotiations with the Hague-based court. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said on Sunday that bilateral ties with India cannot return to normal until the neighboring country restores the semi-autonomous status of the disputed Kashmir region. Islamabad downgraded its traditionally acrimonious ties with the New Delhi in August 2019 when Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government revoked the special status of the India-ruled part of the majority Muslim Himalayan region and declared it an integral part of India. Khan acknowledged that restoration of trade links with India would immensely benefit Pakistan's economy, but he said that would disregard the struggle of Kashmiris and the reported 100,000 lives lost in the fight for control. New restrictions on voting in the U.S. state of Texas are nearing the governor's desk. The Republican-led Texas Senate early on Sunday approved a sweeping measure that would eliminate drive-through voting and empower partisan poll watchers. It would also impose new limits on Sunday voting when many black churchgoers head to the polls. President Joe Biden called the Texas bill part of an assault on democracy. The bill still needs approval in the Texas House before reaching Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He is expected to sign it into law. And President Biden on Sunday pledged to tell Russian leader Vladimir Putin at their June summit that Washington will not let Moscow abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen for years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Still, since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, and treatment of jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.